Throwing six from the north for the bridge. Get your mind right, motherfucker.
So, Steph, what are some names that you go by that you might be referred to when you're on the podcast?
Well, obviously, Steph. Yep. Stefan, Gamble, Gams, Gambezi. That's about it, bro.
So whereabouts are you from?
I'm from Rewa, Clinton City, Finlayson Ave.
267.
That's my hood.
And then you ended up going to school out east?
Yeah, I went to Howick Intermediate first. There was like a bus from, we moved out to Otara. There was a bus from Otara to Howick Intermediate. And I did my 2 years at Howick Intermediate. And then we moved out east and I went to Howick College. I still lived on the south when I first went to Howick College. I used to drive all the way from Finlayson Ave to Howick College my first probably year or two.
So you moved back from Otara back to Rewa?
Yeah, well, my grandparents, that's where they were from, and they kind of raised me a little bit. So.
Oh, nice, nice. Yeah. What house were you in Howick Intermediate? Because we were there at the same time. Nata?
Yeah.
Nice.
I think it's named after the great Aparana Nata.
Ooh, the bro on the fucking 50s.
Yeah. I think he wrote one of the first Māori to English dictionaries.
Oh, that's pretty.
Don't quote me on that.
we'll look that one up after.
Jamie?
Yeah, well, you're lucky we don't have a Jamie, brother.
Nobody came tonight.
So when it comes to your food, are you sweet or savory?
Definitely savory, bro.
Savory?
Yeah. That's pies. Funny.
Yeah, that's
stews. Good. Bangers and mash. I like meat and
gravy by the sounds of it.
Pretty much, cuss. Boil up.
Ooh, I was looking at some bacon bones yesterday and I was like, fuck, if I wasn't by myself, bro, I'm not going to eat that shit for 4 days and get the cool guts.
I'll eat that shit for a week, G. I'll break that shit down and put some of that motherfucking shit in the freezer.
Yo.
So when I'll make way more than enough and then keep some of the juices like a stock, G.
Well, and then use that in like other stuff? Shit.
Pies.
I know they call you Steph the Chef.
Anything, G. Noodle soup. I love that shit.
I love like with a casserole.
Yeah.
And then because I'll eat that for like 2 days. And then I got a little pie maker, just a little two pie.
Thicken it up.
And then, yeah, bro, corn flour that shit up.
Mm.
And then
beyond.
Yo, that's a fucking good app. So what's like your favorite food? What would be your last meal?
My last meal, pies and cream on a fat scotch fillet.
Oh, so that's like a Māori surf and turf.
Yeah. Yeah.
Fuck.
From the waka to the whenua.
Is that something, have you like had it before? Or like, have you just made it up now?
Yeah. Pies and cream on steak and venison. Oh, yeah. That's the shit right there. Mm.
Do you pop the poo sack in the cream pies?
No, I'm not that hoary. Look at my fucking skin tone, G.
So what would you wash that down with?
Probably a wine. Not too sure what, because it's a bit of a like delicate balance, you know, got the red meat and the powers cream.
So you're looking maybe like you kind of want a white for the powers and the creamy sauce and that, but then a red for the steak.
Yeah, bro, that's the dilemma.
Mm, yep.
It's like 100%, just what you said.
So what's your favorite drink then?
My favorite drink is a rum old fashioned. I like my rum and I like my shit pretty clean, you know? It's basically rum, big ass ice cube, bit of orange rind, and some bitters, bro.
Got a favorite label or brand?
Diplomatico. Yeah. That's Diplomatico, just with ice and an orange twist, that shit's on. It's like straight. You let it that shit like melt a little bit, let the ice melt, like
cool the,
let it simmer down.
Cool the liquor a little bit.
Because I could drink like three of those in a row. But I shouldn't.
Let it frost the glass a little bit.
Yeah, let it frost the glass. And but it does it simmers down nice and yeah, I like kind of like simple shit, you know, like even my whiskey, I drink my shit neat. I don't put ice in it, but sometimes it's nice to play with it a little bit.
I like a little splash of water in my whiskey. It takes that little zip off. Bro.
Even like I'd like, rather
not even a splash. It's like a drop.
Yeah, of see, water, I'd bro. Rather that. Like when I drink whiskey, I'd rather just a little drop of water. Just that changes the whole like flavor.
It does
profile.
It does, man.
Yeah, I don't ever really have ice in my. Especially Scotch whiskey, but a little drop of water, it does. Like you have like your first sip and then put a little drop of water in, the whole fucking thing changes, bro. You taste like different notes. At first you get like maybe it's like a heavy smoky thing and then you put a little drop in and all of a sudden like you get that caramel or some other shit comes through, you know what I mean? Put another drop in.
Get a little deeper.
Yeah, yeah. Now, oh shit, barley sugars? What's up?
No, that's money, brother. That is money right there. What about non-alcoholic? Like, you've been at the bakery, you just had a fucking, you got your pie, you got your piece of chicken or whatever. What are you mixing that with?
Oh, shit. Non-alcoholic, okay. I should say water.
You can't have some greasy chicken, a fucking steak and cheese, and then a bottle of water.
I'll tell you what, if we're talking fried chicken, a guilty pleasure is Coke. Gee, like a nice icy can of Coke. Every time I have it, I'm like, I shouldn't be drinking this shit.
You like this, your normal, your straight up Coke.
Gee, if I have like an 8-pack of Wicked Wings, I'm washing that bitch down with a fucking ice cold Coke and I feel good for about 20 minutes and then I feel like shit.
Catch me tomorrow, eh? Catch me tomorrow.
Yeah, catch me. And then tomorrow I'll wake up in the morning and say, oh, I'll catch you in 10 minutes because then I got to fucking eject. And that shit burns on the way out, cuz.
The mate pieces are coming straight out in one piece.
Yeah. It still feels crispy, too, on the way out. I don't know why.
You ain't chewing, G.
Not enough, eh? Shit tastes good. I just sucked that motherfucker off the phone.
So if you could have dinner with any historical figure, who would it be?
That's a hard one, because I couldn't pick one.
Okay, what if we do, you're at a 4-seater table, you get 3.
Cleopatra.
Ooh, interesting.
Just because she studied the library of Alexandria heavily and should have some lost knowledge. I'd pick Bruce Lee. Just because, I don't know, man, as a kid growing up, I loved Bruce Lee. He was a philosopher, a great martial artist.
And a master, a true master.
Yeah, true master. And I forget his name. I think it's Miyamoto Musashi. Miyamoto, I think that's it. And he wrote the Book of Five Rings, and it's just... It's kind of like about the same thing, mastery, you know, like just mastering. If you want to be good at something, you also need to expand your knowledge into other things to kind of figure out how to master things, you know, like.
Use other disciplines to reinforce your.
Exactly.
Your
knowledge
kind of thing.
Yeah, yeah. Some of them have similar learnings and then, you know,
they complement each other,
but then also there's their little outside bit of knowledge that, you know what I mean, adds to the whole dynamic of your learning, if that makes sense.
Yeah, I think it does. Like, to me, that's almost what, like, what I said about Bone Thugs, where they're similar, so they complement each other, but they're also different. They're just different enough that it's not the same thing 5 times. There's 5 of them, 5 rings. Look at that. Maybe they read the book.
Maybe, man.
Maybe that's where it comes from.
Maybe.
If you go to another country tomorrow, where would it be?
Tomorrow?
Tomorrow. We can go today if you want.
I don't think... okay. I don't think I could pick one.
Okay. We'll go with three again.
Okay. I could pick a region. Three from a region. The Americas. New Orleans is always a place I wanted to go. The culture, the food scene, the music. That's like my kind of place, bro. I get a little bit buck wild there, but not too much.
Get you on Bourbon Street with no shirt on.
Yeah, some jazz and some blues music. And
oh, the blues.
I'm a blues. I love my blues. That's like my shit.
That's a blues centric there, bro. Mm.
Bermuda. My old lady, she's born in Bermuda. She came here when she was like 2 years old or something, a year old. So I want to go over there, meet my family, and I've got a whole family that I haven't met.
Even probably a whole culture you wouldn't have experienced at all.
Yeah, eh? It's like, it's an interesting place, bro. It's a British colony, but it's really Americanized. So there, my mother's basically half African American, half New Zealand European. So my grandmother went to Bermuda, met my grandfather. They had my mum come back. So yeah, like a whole different culture I haven't met. There's a little bit of Native American in there.
Oh, nice.
So yeah, just meet my family, bro. That'd be cool. And I think the third place will probably be Colombia. It's definitely. It's just, that's my spot, bro. That South American vibe, that like old world shit. I don't know, bro. I looked at a property not long ago. It's like 1.2 mil. It's on a coffee. It's got like acres of coffee beans. It's got banana plantation. It's got all these things, bro. Avocados. Like, that's all my shit, bro. A little fucking fish farm. I want to live in the mountains in Colombia and occasionally go to the beach.
We've gone through all the fun stuff. Now we're going to get to know you properly.
Okay.
So what's your biggest fear?
My biggest fear? Sharks.
Just the fact that they're apex predators in a place you can't even see, breathe. Like, all is it like that?
Yeah, all that. And... like, I love the water. I love the ocean. It's like an unexplored territory where, I don't know, man.
They say that the ocean's like less explored than space.
I believe that shit, yeah. The pressure, you wouldn't be able to, like, to the depths of the ocean, you know, you got the pressure, you can't. I feel like there's so much in the ocean that would change our perspective on everything, bro. Even just how they live, how they get their energy, what, you know, like some of that shit's in complete darkness. How, you know, there's no photosynthesis down there. Like, how does it work down there? Nobody's been down there to collect samples. There's no like scientists down there. It's a completely different
universe.
It's unexplored
almost.
Territory, bro. You know, we can only look through it through glass at the depths of the ocean, probably through a camera. And, like, what camera survive? I don't know, G. It's just like the bottom of the ocean's pretty interesting.
Well, you see those like, giant squid.
Big like, motherfuckers.
Like, and, you know, and they're dead.
Take
and
a marlin in three or four bites.
Shit.
You see marlin come to the surface and they got big chunks out their bodies. Like, shit, what the fuck was that? Because they got beaks on them, like, parrots, like birds.
Yeah, because I know an octopus has like a beak on it too, right?
Yeah,
like,
yeah, same shit. I think that's just octopus got 8 legs and the squid's got maybe 9 or 7, one of the two. One's a fucking even and one's odd.
Just a little side thing because it used to be quite funny, I thought, anyway. So when I work at Noel Leeming, people will come in to buy like ink cartridges for their printers. And like you get oldies, bro, and they'll be like, oh, it's a bit expensive, or like the price has gone up, or like the one they want, it's not in stock. Like, especially when COVID hit, right? Like, there was obviously stock
supply chain issues.
So there'd be like, oh, I can't get it or whatever. And I go, yeah, that's because the squids are going extinct. And
dad jokes.
Right, and these old fuckers, they'll think I'm telling the truth. And that they actually thought.
Oh, yeah.
they thought we were killing squid to get fucking ink for their printers.
The vegans would go nuts on that shit.
Okay. So you're a bit old now. So what advice would you give your younger self? Oh, the tough questions.
Stay away from women.
All women or just the fucking...
All women. All women. Stay away from women. No, you're not wrong.
They're all fucked.
Work hard. Save your money.
Save the money.
Build your body. Build your dream. Go do the shit that you really, really want to do first. And then you can fuck bitches and do all the other shit. You can smoke as much weed and drink and do all... You know, when we're young, we go out and party and do the things. And it's dumb, bro. Because you don't actually have like a lot of resources when you're young. You just end up wasting that shit.
For real.
But if you spend that time saving that money, building your skills and knowledge and all that shit, make a fucking good life for yourself, then you can do as much. You can go find a woman, you can find 10. You can go buy a Lamborghini, you can buy 10, 6, 7 Camaro. You do whatever the fuck you want. When you're young, if you make the right decisions, the world's your oyster. And I think that's probably the stupidest thing we do when we're young. We want to be a part of like the crowd. Everyone wants to go out. They want to do the thing. They want to, oh, we're going to go drink this weekend. We're going to go clubbing. And it's a fucking complete waste of time, bro. You should be spending your time, fuck bitches, save your money, build your skills, build your body, build your mind. And then when everything starts working out for you because you've been working on yourself, then go enjoy life. Then go fuck bitches. Then go drink. Then go smoke that weed. You can do whatever the fuck you want to do when you got money, bro. You got, like, you don't have to worry about tomorrow. You got no kids. You got no missus. All you got is money, fucking good threads, and fucking time. What the fuck you gonna do? You're gonna have fun, bro. And I think that's what you should do when you're young. You should build. Fuck everyone else. Like, it's still good to have friends and family. Like, I'm not saying, like, cut everyone out, but...
You need support.
You know, what you should... You should be networking. You should be...
Yeah.
You know, you shouldn't be going, oh, well, let's go fucking clubbing. Like, no, go meet other people with the same interests as you that want to fucking build their lives too, that want to go and do cool shit, that want to start podcasts, that want to go and... Whatever it is that you're interested in, like, do that shit first. Like, build your... Everything, bro. Build your mindset, build your body, build your bank, build all those things that be selfish. Be selfish, build everything for you first, and then you can look after everyone else.
Do you know what? I don't even think it is selfish. I think you can't help other people if your foundation isn't set, right? A building can't hold up. Like, if you don't have the set foundation, you can't 100%. Hold up the other floors. Yeah,
100%.
So, I guess to some degree it is selfish, but that's from the perspective of someone missing out because you're building
Or just somebody who doesn't understand or so short-sighted, you know?
Yep.
Like we talked about before, you know? Sometimes they don't see the vision. It's about the now. If you sacrifice the now for the later, then you might get...
You'll definitely get further.
Yeah, you get a better payoff. You don't want instant gratification. You want delayed gratification. You want to put some time and effort into something. And when I say time and effort, I'm not talking like a week or 2 weeks or a month. I mean like dedicate 5 years of your life to something that you really want to achieve and don't let nothing get in the way. Don't let women get in the way. Don't let drink get in the way. Don't let nothing get in the way.
Not even your friends.
Nobody. You know, because at the end of the day, like if you go away for two or three years and you come back, are they still going to be your friends? If not,
fuck them. They were never your friends. They were never.
And if they are, fuck, even better reward. Yep. You know, people that are, that were always down, oh shit, I missed you.
They still down.
They stay down. So it doesn't matter if you go away for 3 years and you build yourself and you come back. They might not know what you've been up to, but if they seen you for the first time, they go, fuck, I haven't seen you in years, brother. How you been?
Mm.
That's the shit. That's what you want. Those are the people that you want. And then you can say, actually, I've been up to this. And they're like, fuck, let's all celebrate together.
Yo.
You know what I mean? So.
Shit, and you might even have a seat in the vehicle for them if they're fucking still real. You know? Oh, jump on, brother. This is what we're up to.
We are.
Fucking nice. So, we've sort of learned a little bit about you.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck, I almost want to throw in a curveball and add another question here.
Okay.
Biggest regret?
My biggest regret? Not chasing my dreams.
Basically, the inverse of your advice for your younger self, really, eh?
100%, yeah.
That's cool. That means, so to me, that shows that your advice comes from your own experience.
Yeah, 100%.
Which is fucking awesome, man. That's awesome.
Yeah, you got to chase your dreams, man. Like, if you do the things that you're passionate about, you never work a day in your life, you know?
Mm-hmm.
If you do what you love, and when you're young and you've got, young people, they're scared to do things because they're worried about the consequences, but they don't realize what it's like to be an adult. When you become an adult, you have kids and you've got responsibility, you've got to pay bills. But when you're young and you don't really have, you know, too much care in the world, that's when you should be taking risk and you know, like,
you've got disposable income.
If you wanted to be a rapper, do it when you're fucking 19, 20, because that's when you can get away with fucking around with that shit, because there's going to come a time when you're going to have to start fucking.
You can't live on $300 a week anymore.
Nah. But, you know, it's like, I don't know.
My next question, a little bit less serious, I guess. And if you were to go to Hogwarts, where would the sorting hat put you?
Shit. Yeah, it'd probably start at Slytherin and go, do you want to go there? And I'd be like, nah, we're going to go to Hufflepuff.
So that's getting to know Gamble.
Look, throwing six from the north for the bridge, get your mind right, motherfucker.